Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Like I say, Martin Murphy joins us on the line. Martin, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Patrick. How are things?
I'm doing very well indeed, Martin. It's been a quiet week so up to date, I suppose, because we had a couple of days off since the most famous Irish Derby last weekend, and a bit of a shock on the cards last week when Sovereign pulling off a 33-1 shocker.
Absolutely, indeed, Patrick. Great result for the bookies, not for herself, the punters. Hard to see it really before the race, no doubt. And I suppose it was probably an unsatisfactory race for a lot of punters in that the favourite, Andy Van Dyke, and the well-fancied Mad Moon and Broom never really got into it. Sovereign hopped off in front and set a really strong gallop with Norway as close as pursuer, and they were a long way clear of the field from a good way out. It didn't look like it was at any stage that Sovereign was going to get caught. Andy Van Dyke made late gains into second place, but it was a good 6 cents behind at the finish, and that was, he was as nearest at the finish. Mad Moon didn't really get the trip, I think, and Broom was just, he missed the break and never really got involved at all. So it was probably a disappointment, really, from a punter's point of view, from a race point of view, but no doubt with the winner, like, he won it well. Great for Pádraig Beggy, the second classic. Of course, he won the Epsom Derby 2017 on Wings of Eagles. He was a 40-1 shot. That was only his 8th ride this season, actually, which would be Patrick, and that was first winner of the year. So it's great to win a race like that. But certainly itself, when the weather was fine last Saturday, it was a decent enough crowd, good buzz there. I just think probably the derby itself, there wasn't much excitement in it, because from a long way, it looked like Sovereign was going to win. As I say, a great result for the bookmakers. Return 33s, I think it was a bit of 40s at one stage, but it was very hard to see it. He had won some good races early on in his career. He was second to Broom on a couple of occasions, actually, the Downstown Derby Trial and the Ballysack Stakes, but he seemed to be well beaten on that occasion. And then he finished towards the rear in the Epsom Derby when he didn't really get his own way in front, but he was only beaten 9 lengths. I think he loved the fast ground on Saturday, and it was a very good time, as you were saying. So he probably is a better horse than people give him credit for. But where he goes next would be a good question. I'd say he's the type of horse that would do very well in Ledger. The long straight at Doncaster would certainly suit him very well. And if he gets in those front-running tactics and he gets the fast ground he needs, he could be a very useful horse. But looking back, it certainly was one of those big shock results. The biggest shock for a long time, actually, in the Derby. I remember in 1980, a horse called Tinnerboss winning at 25-1. And way back in 1973, Weaver's Hall won at 33-1. But certainly was one of the biggest shocks of recent years, winning the Irish Derby so well last weekend.
Yeah, it was an intriguing race indeed, of course. Before all that, all the favourites were going into it, Martin. It was a really good crowd there last Saturday for the first time since the stand has been fully redeveloped.
Yes, it was. It was a nice day. I mean, if you have the figure of 12,000, I thought it felt a bit more than that, to be quite honest. Certainly was plenty of buzz. There was a lot of hassle, right? There was an awful lot of queues for the men's gents, and for the banners as well, and the champagne bars and all sorts of things like that. No doubt they had plenty of problems with the size of the crowd. Possibly was lucky that there wasn't even more there, which was 15 or 20,000. It certainly would have been hard to cater for them. But the court certainly has to learn from those type of experience last week. We don't want to see that repeated, really. The Oaks meeting in a couple of weeks' time now, and things hopefully be a lot better there. We have the Champions Stakes meeting, though, of course, in the 15th of September, the Irish Ledger, part of Champions Weekend, expecting a huge crowd that day. And I imagine things certainly would have to improve an awful lot from the court point of view, from the management point of view, and hopefully I think that will be the case. But certainly, it was good to see the Irish Derby after the last 2 years under 5,000 and 6,000, all sorts of restrictions, no proper stands, no proper top-class facilities. It now really is a top-class facility for everybody. Great viewing area, and I'd say the weather helped an awful lot, and it was a good buzz there for the first time in a couple of years on Derby Day at Tuchura.
Yeah, sure was, and I'm sure we'll be touching more on that as the summer progresses. We're going to look forward to the weekend's action, Martin. There's been a busy last couple of days, I suppose, up in Bellierstown, where they're holding their summer festival meeting. Tomorrow is their final days of action for the July festival, of course, the 4-day meeting, kicking off at 4:40. We're going to start off with the second race on the card, Martin. That is the Adair Manor Opportunity Handicap Hurdle over 2.5 miles.
Yeah, pretty competitive stuff, it has to be said. I must say, I was there last night, first time in a long time, and it really is an enjoyable meeting, as we said, Patrick. Up on the hill, facilities are very good, the crowd is great atmosphere, very unique track, there's no doubt about that. When you see it live, it really is very unique, very undulating track, but a great enthusiastic crowd. It'll be a big crowd there tonight as well for Ladies' Day, and tomorrow again will be a huge crowd on National Hunt meeting, as you said, the first half of 4:40, and it should be, very, very exciting. exciting day for the punters. They do like their National Hunt race up there, and we've got competitive fields in a lot of these races. This one here is 16 full field. A lot of horses with chances here. You'd have to be keep an eye on the betting. But possibly, I think maybe Semper Amigos has a chance on a most recent form. Also, Pretty Little Liar went well the last time. You would imagine that those two will be fancied. A lot of local trainers love to have winners here at Bellistown, certainly in the flat. We've had a lot of winners the last few days, just local strain stable, and you often get, you know, good tips up there. Horses are put by for a long time, but there's one there that runs in that race, number 12, Bar the Barn Man for Tony Martin. You wouldn't be trained too far away in County Meath, and Chris Timmins takes the mount here. We'll have a bit of a chance on the best of his form. Now, he hasn't shown some form for quite a while, but he's one to keep an eye on in the market. I just think he's better than his current mark of 80, but say, and if there's money for that one, I certainly would respect his chances.
Okay, moving on to the big race of the meeting is the Fast Shipping Bellistown Handicap Hurdle, worth €30,000. It is the race of the meeting at Bellistown. Again, we have a full field of 16, Martin.
Yeah, really competitive here. When you see the likes of Gordon Elliott having four runners, and you know it's great pot for this, a 50,000 race, 29,500 to the winner. A lot of horses in it, very good chances here. Recent Dan Patrick winner Song, and maybe at the very bottom of the way, he got beaten since, but would have to have a chance. Gavin Cromwell had a good double there last night, and his horses have been in very good form. His Ming Dynasty came back from a bit of a break to win well at Kilbegan last time. But imagine these type of horses would be heading towards the Galway Hurdle if they can get into that race in a couple of weeks' time. I think Ming Dynasty certainly is one for the short list here. Jonathan Moore takes the mount. He's got a very good chance. Another definitely good chance is EJTK. That's Gavin Cromwell as well. He's been in very good form in the Bannerove last time, and he just is the type of horse that loves good ground. But the one I was looking at is Gardner, the Star Maker for David Russell. He's got he had the pick of a number of rides here. He certainly likes good ground. He returned from a long way, a bit of a break to win last time. He hadn't run since Punxsutawney in October. He's a real horse that likes good ground as opposed to the winter ground. So I think he's been kept for this. I have a feeling he could be the type of horse that would line up in the Galway Hurdle in a couple of weeks' time as well. Play of the Game is one for John McConnell. Good win at Killarney the last time. Very decent horse this one when things go well for him. Mightn't like the ground as fast as it possibly is at the moment, but they've done a good job at the ground, and there'll be plenty of water put on it. Must say John McConnell's having a tremendous season. And Conor R claims a valuable £5. So it's fiercely open race, as you would expect for this type of prize money. I'll go with Star Maker and maybe Play the Game will be one for each way of punters.
The 3 mile conditions Hilltown Hurdle is drew off at 6:50. Only 5 runners, Martin, but I suspect it's between the 2 Gordon Elliott runners.
I would think so. Make My Heart Fly and Count Simon certainly would have good chances here on the races as well. Both have won a couple of races each. Count Simon, rated 134, and Make My Heart Fly is a good mare, rated 130. She's a fairly prolific winner at Make My Heart Fly. She's getting £7 off Count Simon, and that would make things interesting. The other one definitely with a chance, though, is Dennis Hogan's Macaloney. He's a horse that gets a 3 mile trip very well. He's not the quickest of horses, but he obviously needs to stay very well here. I've seen him run the last time. He just was under pressure a long way, eventually finished fourth at Limerick, but didn't look likely that he was going to do that for quite a long time. He stays very well. I think probably at the way Count Simon might be good enough to win again. David Russell on board, he should be another one here, but I'd say he will be a sharp price favourite.
The handicap hurdle over 3 miles at 7:20 sees 15 runners declared.
Yeah, another fairly open event here. Again, the 3 miles make things interesting. A lot of horses actually run here that have good form over fences, it has to be said. The likes of Kilkishan is a very good animal over fences for Sharon Camden. Now, he's rated well into the 130s over fences. He can run here off 118. He's top rate under Danny Mullins. The other one there is Cecil Corbett, who bounced back to win away his last time when winning a valuable race in Killarney over fences. Now, again, he's much higher rated over fences than he would be over hurdles, so he's interesting here for David Russell and possibly will start favourite in this one, although Gordon also has a horse called Donna Katerina in the race as well, with good chances. I was looking at maybe Dennis Hogan's Classic Escape. Looks nicely way there after 10-9, and I think his horse is in reasonably good form. He could be the one each way here, but certainly would have a lot of respect for Cecil Corbett. Likes good ground, and he could be one that would run a good race here on his way to probably running in the Galway Plate at the Galway Festival in a couple of weeks' time.
Anything else on the Bellistown card on Saturday?
Well, the last race, I think, possibly, Patrick, I think a horse called Centaur for Joseph Ryan could win here. Not a bad animal at all, already a winner. Takes on a couple of two previous winners in Emmett Mullins, Rocket Lad, would be well fancied in Streets of Dying for John McConnell. But I think Centaur has shown enough to suggest she could win. And the same trainer, Joseph Ryan, could win the very first race for the horse called Citizen Sand. The only previous winner in the race, Mayor's race, was a good bumper winner last season. And JJ Seven takes over. He's coming back after a bit of a break. JJ Seven, he was injured for a while, so he's back in action now. I think he could come back with a nice winner there on Silken Sand in the very first race.
Okay, so that's the action at Bellewstown on Saturday. Let's move to the flat action then, because on Saturday, Nace hosts a 7-race card on Saturday afternoon. 1:35 start at the Kildare venue. We're going to move on to the third race. That's the Apprentice Handicap over 6 furlongs with a field of 15 declared.
Yeah, Joseph Bryan saddled the likely favourite here in Little Clarinet. He didn't really get a trip over 7 at Leperson last time. Before that was a good winner at the Curra. Went up £4 for that in a similar type race. But these sprint races, you could run them every day of the week and make a different result. And there's one there, I think it's overdue in Carlisle Comet, number 6. Has been running fairly well. It was second to actually Little Clarinet at the Curra last time. And Nathan Cross is doing a very good job this season, has been plenty of winners, and he's one of the top defences in Ireland at the moment. He claims 2 off this one. I think is a very good chance. Baby Power for Gary Caldwell was a good winner at the Curra on Guineas weekend. Definitely likes the fast ground that'll be on offer tomorrow. Well, John McConnell's Beelick ran a good race over course and distance last time, so it's a competitive affair. I think Mia Comet is the one to beat.
The Felix Handicap at 3:20 is worth €25,000, and we've 7 going to stalls.
Yeah, Woody McCreary's having a good season. His Arabesque is nicely drawn here in stall 1. Winner at Gordon Park over 7 furlongs last time would have a good chance with Billy Lee on board. Dash Door for Kieran Cotter certainly can be a little bit inconsistent, but on her day it certainly would have a good chance. She was running in a much stronger race last weekend at the Curra, didn't really get involved on that occasion, but certainly you would expect her to go well off top weight here. Conor Hogan was a winner Tipperary 2 or 3 runs ago. But the one I'm looking at, Sherlines and Colin Keane, Bally is named the horse. And well, last time in second in Tipperary to a much improved horse in the shape of City Man, trained by Andrew Slattery. And I think if he gets the 6 furlong trip here, she's got a very good chance of winning.
The 3:55 race is the conditioned race over the minimum distance of 5 furlongs. €20,000 in the prize pot, and 7 go to stalls for this one.
Yeah, one I must say I strongly fancy here is Julian Magic. Patrick, well suited to this race. She traded 90, but doesn't have to carry a penalty. She hasn't won for quite a while, but she's been running fairly well in higher class company to this, and actually ran well last weekend when 6th to Speaking Pillars in a group race at the Curra on Derby weekend. That was a good effort. She wasn't beaten that far. She hadn't got a great draw. Drawn in the middle tomorrow of 7 runners, I think she's a very good chance. Empire State for Aidan O'Brien. Winner early on in the season. Only raced 79 now, but certainly would have a chance here. Well, the top one, Alif, is a useful sprinter for Ken Condon. He had found life tough last week in a much stronger race than this again at the Curra. And I think back to 5 runs here would suit him. He must have a chance as well. But I think Julius Magic certainly is one of the best of the weekend for me.
The 10-furlong handicap at 4:30 sees 9 declared, Martin.
Yeah, interesting contest here. Edification was a good winner over course and distance last time. Won very well on the occasion with Conor Hogan. No surprise to see the same connections going back there trying to win another race. £9 higher now will make life more difficult. Number 5, Vance Emperor, was a good 4th last time at Leperstown and has been dropped £2 in the rate for that. Well, Johnny Murtis, Finding Nero, is on the hat-trick mission after winning at Gordon Park and at Down Royal in recent times. He's going to be the favourite here, Finding Nero. He's up another £8, but just might be able to do it again. The top one, though, here is interesting, Formula 1. Formerly trained in England. Jessica Harton's having a really good run at the moment. Had 3 winners yesterday over the 2 meetings. And this Formula 1 wasn't disgraced on his Irish debut last week at the Curra last Friday week, and finished about 7th or 8th behind Asian Zigzag in a competitive handicap. Dropped £1 for that. She still has to carry 10-1 here, but must have a good chance even with top weight. And he just might be the one to beat Finding Nero, the likely favourite for Johnny Morton and Colin Keane.
The 10-furlong three-year-old handicap closes out the card on Saturday, due off at 5:05. Maximum field of 16 going to post.
The interesting one here is Milford Sound, 2nd last night in Bellystown, but that was over 1.6 miles. Would have a good chance under very good apprentice Gavin Ryan, but not so sure would be as effective over this 4 furlong shorter distance. The one I like is a horse called Spelga for Mick Halford. Finished 6th last time at Gordon Park in a big field of 17 runners. Niall McCullough is having a fine season at the moment, and even though the draw is a bit wider than ideal in 14, I think Spelga is a very good each-way chance in a very open contest.
Anything else on the next card Saturday, Martin?
I'd say the opening race, Year of the Tiger, possibly should win for Aidan O'Brien. Didn't run so badly at Ascot last time. That was a much stronger contest than this. This it wouldn't be a bad race now at all. Any market money, any market support for number 1, Free Solo, could be interesting. As I say, Jessica Harrington have a good run with her 2 runs at the moment. This one hasn't run before and must enter calculations. Mythological was beaten last time, actually, at Gordon Park by a decent horse of Mick Halford. But I think Year of the Tiger probably should win. But in the second race, take a chance on a horse called Laurel Grove, just beaten last time at Fairy House. Andrew Slattery on board. Not a great draw here in 15, but might be worth an each-way bet in the 2:10 race.
Okay, so that's the action in Naas on Saturday. Moving to Sunday, one meeting on Sunday, that is at Limerick, where the going is good to firm and they are watering their mountain. Of course, the weather quite dry at the moment. Kicking off at 1:20. Moving on to the second race, will be the first race we're going to look at. It is the 3-year-old handicap over the extended 6 furlong distance with 12 going to post.
Yeah, top on here, Serena must have a good chance for Joseph O'Brien. Wasn't beaten that far in the Sibberhead contest at Limerick a couple of weeks ago. Finished fifth on that occasion. Just have a feeling 7 points is probably a better trip. And maybe slight preference here is for number 3 on the card, Paris Duve, trained by Henry Drumhead, ridden by Declan McDonough. Ran a good race at Leopardstown on a bigger field last time, over the same distance as this. Only beaten in a very close finish. Finished third on that occasion. And just might be able to go a couple of spaces better today. A step too far for Pafai, number 5. Didn't run out that well last time, but was taken on better company and will appreciate this easier company here. I think maybe Paris Duve could be good enough.
Okay, so let's move on to the third race of the card. That is the conditions race over 7 furlongs with 6 declared, Martin.
Yeah, I do like one here, a horse called All the King's Men for Aidan O'Brien. Ran very well last time in second to Basic Law in a similar type race at Leopardstown a couple of weeks ago. Now, Basic Law went on and won a big Premier Handicap at Acura last week for Ger Lyons and Colin Keane. So he's very, that form has run well boosted. He won a sprint race actually at Navan last season, All the King's Men. But I do think he gets this trip very well and will take the beating. Morpho Blue for Jessica Harrington has won her last 2 races and certainly comes here in very good form. Well, Port Lyons was a little bit disappointing last week at Acura in the Premier Handicap. But before I had won well at Naas, and certainly enters calculations here. So a tricky contest, despite the small field at 6, I'll go with All the King's Men. I think he's just good enough to win.
The 7 furlong handicap is due off at 2:55 with 7 declared, Martin.
Not many in great form here, it has to be said, Patrick. I think the top one fit for function is the one to beat. I thought he'd win last time at Gordon Park and he looked like the most likely winner, but just got caught in the last few strides by Alain Bilzane, who wasn't disgraced then at the Curra last week and went forward in a better class race. Before that, fit for function had been well at Gordon Park. And I think his 7 furlongs suits his the trip suits him very well. He's run off a mark of 75, 10 stone. Gary Carroll's in good form at the moment and the stable is going very well. He had a big winner at the Curra last weekend in this race. With insignia rank. I just think an ideal draw on style one. I can see him making another run here and he should take plenty of beating.
The 1 mile handicap is at 4 o'clock, Martin, and we've got a maximum field here of 16 lining up.
Yeah, the one here, Fancy Footings, just got touched off at Leopardstown last time for Joseph O'Brien, number 8 on the card. Just failed to get up and win in a very tight finish, as we said. I think that was the second time he finished second in a row, and it's definitely true, a change of luck here. Plenty of chances, though. Tynemite down the bottom, number 15, for David Marnane, despite a very wide draw here, would have a chance. Good fourth last time in a similar type race, and seems to be heading the right direction. Also, at the very bottom one, Guiding has been in good form as well. It was a bit of a surprise winner at Fairy House on his penultimate start last time. And any money for number 2, Sirius Dallin. Certainly entered calculations here. This one won a claimer to Laytown meeting last year. Hasn't run too many times since, but certainly landed plenty of money on that occasion. Only ran it once this season, didn't get involved, but should improve on his most recent form. Well, Serafelli didn't run too bad at Bennistown last time, so a very open race, probably one of the most open races of the weekend. I think Fancy Footings, though, is in good enough form and maybe might be able to collect here.
We've got 2 races to close out the card, 2 handicaps over a mile and a half, due off at 4:30 with 8 declared, and the last race has 13 in it.
Yeah, a mile and a half handicap's interesting. Building Bridges was a good winner in Navan last time for Jessica Harrington. Certainly comes here off with a bit of a chance. Should get the mile and a half trip. That was over a mile and a quarter. And enters handicap company for the first time. The top one, Rip's Dream, ran well at Leopardstown last time on the second. He actually caused a bit of interference on that occasion and was demoted to third. But obviously, a quite good effort by the horse called Nimitz. While the bottom, or the one towards the foot of the way, it's One Cool Poet, is the one I'm going to tip up here. He was third at Leopardstown last time over a longer trip to this, just slightly longer. But that was his first run for quite a while. Colin Keane rides on Matthew Smith's horse, and I think this one will take all the beating. Well, the last race, Dinard Rose, was at Bennistown last night, and it won well over a mile and six, owned by Nina Carberry, actually former top jockey. This horse won well last night, turns out quickly under a £6 penalty. Young Nathan Cross claims £7 back off it, so that should be no problem to it. Has a wide draw in Saw 13, but might be good enough to beat another most recent winner, a horse called Leighton, who was impressive at winning last time, went up £11 for that, and must have a good chance again. But I think Dinard Rose looks in good form and she can follow up yesterday's win at Bennistown.
Anything else on the Limerick card Sunday, Martin?
Well, the opening race may be Latin 5 for Joseph Ryan. Has the form in the book, second at Navan and fourth at Acura on only 2 starts today. Might be good enough to meet that win that median auction race. The Equestrian Maiden, the 325, the Miss Sweeney's Horse surfaces Equestrian Maiden. Looks a fairly open event. I think Phoenix Open might have a chance for Gerard Lyons. Didn't seem to get the mile and a quarter last time. Before that second, the Balefire of Cork was quite a good effort over this distance. And even though it has a wide draw here, she might be good enough to win that race. Very interesting contest, that one.
Okay, so that's the action in Ireland. We're going to have a quick look at the racing on at Sandown tomorrow, in fact, Martin, because the first of the Group 1s this season, where the three-year-olds will open up their chances against the older horses this season. We have one three-year-old who's going to be taking on the older horses. That's Telecaster, of course. We're talking about the Coral Eclipse race tomorrow at Sandown. But really, it does revolve all around Nabil, who will be returning back for the first time since her long layoff from the ARC last year.
Yes, she's a wonderful mare. There's no doubt about that, Patrick. Going for a third ARC this season, of course. We had one there a couple of years ago called Trev, who unfortunately wasn't able to win the train at all. But Enable certainly would be trained fully with this race in mind, the ARC. And she was really, really good when winning again last season. She beat Seed of Class. And then went on and won at the British Cup when she beat Magic Hill, trained by Edna Bryan. Of course, I think Magic Hill is going to be her biggest rival again tomorrow. The thing about Enable, she hasn't ran since then. So comes here, obviously, will improve for the run. Obviously, fair enough to do herself justice, and you can see her starting a fairly short price favourite. She's a very good mare, but whether a mile and a quarter on good to firm ground is exactly what she wants remains to be seen. I think she's much better over a mile and a half. I obviously think she likes a bit of ease in the ground as well. So if she's going to get beaten, I think tomorrow could be the day. And there's no doubt that Magical has a first-rate chance against her. She's been in a great form this season, won three handy races early on the season at the Coral and Naas. Now she won the Group 1 Harrison Scoil Cup over a mile and a quarter. So her trip of a mile and a quarter tomorrow certainly suits her very well. Now, the last time she was beaten in the Prince of Wales Stakes by Crystal Ocean. Very good race there. The very soft ground on that occasion just mightn't have been totally in her favour. I think tomorrow she's got a wonderful chance of beating Enable. I think she doesn't beat her tomorrow. She probably never will, to be quite honest. A couple of older horses ago, most last week, was a good winner of the Lock-in Stakes, and then didn't run all that well in the Queen Anne Stakes last time. Set up the two furlongs here for Sir Michael Stout. He's got another one called Regal Reality, one of these improving horses that steps into group one company for the first time. He's very good with these type of horses, has to be said, Patrick. Sir Michael Stout, very good improving 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds, just keep getting better and better. But he does face a very stiff task here. And the bottom one is, as you say, Telecaster, the only 3-year-old in the race. Won the Dante Stakes, beating 2 Darren Hatter, which was a bit of a surprise on that occasion. And then ran no sort of race in Derby, whether it came too quick for him or not, I'm not quite sure. And I suppose he just looks up against it here. He's getting plenty of weight off the older horses, but it's not an easy race for 3-year-olds to win the Eclipse. Not easy at all. I remember Cedar Stars did it a couple of years back in 2009, but he was an exception in horse. So I'd be surprised if Telecaster was good enough to beat the likes of Enable and Magic Hill. So it should be an interesting contest. I'll go with Magic Hill to beat Enable. Just on fitness alone, I think she might just be the one over a mile and a quarter on fast ground. I just think Enable has bigger targets later on the season, and she just might not be concert pitch for this. And I think Magic Hill can use her proven fitness to good effect.
Okay, so that's the big race in the UK tomorrow. We look forward to that with close intent indeed, Martin. We have run completely over time at this stage, so before we let you go, let's get your best bets of the weekend.
Okay, Ballysound tomorrow in the 6:20. I certainly like the chance of Star Maker. I think that's a very good chance. Well, in the 7:20 event, I take a chance on a Classic Escape for Dennis Hogan. At Naas on Saturday, I like the chances of Mia Comet in the 2:45, and I go with Julius Magic in the 3:55. While Limerick on Sunday, I do like All the King's Men in the 2:20 and Fit for Function in the 2:55.
Okay, Martin Murphy, thanks very much for joining us on the Horse Racing Ireland preview once again this week, and we look forward to catching up to you next week. We'll be looking forward to four meetings next weekend on our next edition.
Thanks very much indeed, Patrick. Mind yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.